Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.com. I am your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, September 24th, 2009, and we are broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, the Great Lakes State. Today we'll be talking about back pain, why it happens, and how to get rid of it. Today's sponsor is Back Pain Natural Relief. BackPainNaturalRelief.com, helping you get rid of your back pain naturally. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. And you can always get more information at SimplePainRelief.com. SimplePainRelief.com. I want to thank you for joining me today. Back pain is very interesting because it's different for everybody. You probably know that no longer are surgeons doing as much back pain surgery as they used to do. Why is that? Because so many of the patients weren't having benefit. Why was that? Because when something shows up on an x-ray, or in a test, that does not mean that that visible thing is the problem or the reason for the pain. That visible thing may be only a symptom. And instead of chasing symptoms, what we want to do is get rid of the causes. Everything happens for a reason. Pain always happens for a reason, and probably 90-95% of the time. Most of our pain, our syndromes, and our symptoms are caused by muscles. Yep, I said muscles. You have a very smart body, and it wants to be well. Here's a little bit of background. When you were a little kid, you used to run around, you used to play, slide, jump, climb, tumble, roll, walk. Well, you didn't walk too much because you were so busy doing all the other things. But you used all of your body all of the time. You used all of your muscles. You have several hundred muscles in your body. Now, most of us use the same 60 or 70 muscles every day, and that's how we get into muscular imbalance or being out of balance with our muscles. And that's how we get into pain, including back pain. Now, my background as a muscle therapist is different than a lot of doctors' backgrounds. So a lot of doctors are trained in getting rid of symptoms. My training was looking at why you have the symptoms. And somebody in my field does not diagnose, and we can't run lab tests or medical tests. All we can do is assess. When we see a client come in and that client has back pain, there are so many different parts of your back and so many different areas that can have the pain and so many different symptoms. And some of us are called neuromuscular massage therapists, and there are some other fields of massage also. There's still body work and massage, but they look at, why are you having your symptoms? Not just, okay, your back hurts, so I'm going to rub your back a little bit here and see. Oh, didn't help. Well, maybe it'll help and maybe it won't help, but I have no way of knowing. No. Muscles are very logical creatures. They react in a certain way to a certain stimulus. So if you bend a certain way you've got a muscle on one side of your body getting tighter, while on the other side of your body, the opposite muscle gets a little longer. That's how we're able to move. Sometimes when we bend, a muscle becomes unhappy with that movement and goes into spasm or contraction. When that happens, we can end up with pain in that area. A rule of thumb is if your pain is pretty new, just started a day or two ago and it stayed in the same location, that cause could actually be in the location of the pain. But if you've had chronic back pain that's been going on for 3 months or 6 months, or it's moved around in the first place when it started, you noticed it in one area, but now you notice it in other areas. Now it's become chronic and treating you where your current symptom is may be totally the incorrect thing to do. What we have to do is go back and look at the why. Why did it occur? Now, trigger points are an interesting thing, and if you go to simplepainrelief.com and scroll down on the right-hand side, you will come to a blue book. That is a trigger point pain relief self-help do-it-yourself guide to trigger points. Trigger points are crabby or irritable areas in your muscle that cause pain elsewhere. For instance, you may have pain in your low back. The cause for the pain in your low back may be your abdominal muscles, muscles in the front of your back causing pain in your back. Another cause of that low back pain might possibly be muscles on the inside part by your groin of your thigh. Those muscles attach from your leg bone to your hip bone to your spine. Your abdomen, your belly, is the front of your back. So a lot of times pain in your back will be caused by what's going on in the front of your body. If you were to go to a orthopedic doctor or a doctor who took an x-ray and looked at your bones, if you're having a specific type of pain, like sciatica, he may say, oh, look, we see that the bone has shifted a little bit here. That's why you're having the sciatica pain. Well, maybe and maybe not, because most often sciatic type pain or something pressing on the sciatic nerve, instead of being caused by the bones at the spine pressing, sciatic type pain is called where that big sciatic nerve, it's about as big around as your index finger, that thick, where that runs through your big powerful butt or gluteal muscles. Where the nerve runs through there, what happens is those muscles can become tight. And they press on that nerve, and they cause the symptoms that are like sciatica, but it's called pseudo or false sciatica. And because it's muscular related, that's largely overlooked. So if you were having sciatica, let's say, or nervy symptoms down your leg, and your doctor saw this little distortion in your spine and thought perhaps if that were corrected, he could get rid of the sciatica. But if you were to have the surgery, and if that was not the cause, if instead it was these big, powerful gluteal or butt muscles pressing on the nerve, then that surgery wouldn't help at all. That's why they do less back surgeries now than they used to do, because even though they were seeing something in an x-ray or in a picture, and any one of us, if we had an x-ray done, there would be things that a doctor could look at and say, oh, this is what's causing your symptom. Well, maybe, and sometimes, of course, it sure is, but maybe not. Maybe there's a reason why that's looking like that. Muscles pull on bones. Muscles move bones. That is the job of muscles. Bones go nowhere by themselves. They can't move at all unless a muscle is pulling on a bone. All of your muscles attach to two bones, one on either side of a joint, at least two. And that's how we are able to move. Muscles move bones. Muscles move bodies. Muscles cause pain. If you think of a bow and arrow, the muscles on one side of your back or your spine can tighten up. And then like a bow and arrow, the arrow moves the discs over toward the other. The discs are the soft, tough tissue between your bones of your spine. So if one side of your spine tightens up, if those muscles tighten up, it will push, actually, your discs into the nerve roots on the other side of your spine, and that can cause symptoms. If it were to go on for a long, long time, that position would also cause spurs on the bones of your spine. You see, spurs don't happen for no reason either. Everything happens for a reason. You have a smart body and it wants to be well, but if you're listening to this and you have back pain, it needs a little help from you. Your body needs a little help from you. I can give you information. You have to take action. You cannot hire anyone to do your sit-ups for you. You have to take action. I was looking at an article recently in a magazine for older folks, and it was talking about back pain and disc problems and such, and it talks about what a normal disc is like. It's kind of like a jelly donut. It's actually tough, and as we hit 50 and get older, the outside of it becomes even tougher. That's good news because it means it's less likely to rupture. So if you're over 50, you have the comforting thought that your jelly donut disc in your back is less likely to rupture because now the outside tissue is tougher than it used to be. But when a disc starts to degenerate, it means it's gradually wearing down and getting thinner. And this article suggested that it's most likely due to the natural aging process. Well, gravity sure does pull on us, and gravity is always pulling on us. And it will kind of help us get shorter and shorter. You know, you've seen older folks who are maybe 3, 4, 5 inches shorter than they used to be when they were younger. Part of that may be because their discs are getting compressed or squashed down. Part of it, though, is also because they're losing the fight to gravity by moving forward. If an older person used to have lovely posture, and let's say they used to be 5 feet 8 inches tall, and now they're 5 feet 4 inches tall, but they're curled up like a question mark, and their head is in front of their body, that means that they lost the height not in their discs, or not mostly in their discs, but simply because they're going into a dysfunctional forward head posture now, or a collapsed posture. That's not a place where we want to be. When we start to collapse forward, it causes a lot of muscle strain on the muscles in your back. It'll cause upper back pain, and it will cause lower back pain because you lose the natural curve that you're supposed to have at your waist. Some people have too much of a curve. Some people are carrying too much weight on their bodies for their body to support in a neutral position. But others of us have just started to collapse forward and lose our natural curve that way. So it's possible to have too much curve, and it's possible to have too little curve. Now, bulging discs may press on a nerve, or they may not. Depends which direction they're bulging in. But if they're bulging, that's probably an indication that there are muscles pulling on one side of your spine or the other. You have to get the muscular balance back in order to get rid of a bulging disc. A herniated disc means some of the jelly from the jelly donut is pushing out through the outer part of the spinal canal, or it's pushing out of the jelly donut, and that might connect with a nerve too, or some of the nerve tissue, and cause symptoms. Take the pressure off the disc, and a lot of times that jelly will suck back in, especially if you can do this within about 12 weeks of the injury. It'll suck back into the center of the disc where it belongs. This same article that I was telling you about said that a bone spur happens when a body builds more bone than it needs in a certain area as a natural response. And this is true. It is a natural response to something. But the article says, to the age-related deterioration of vertebrae. Well, excuse me, it's not the age-related deterioration of vertebrae, because if our posture is perfect, it's beautiful, like when you were a little kid and you had that beautiful, perfect posture, your bones are being used the way they're supposed to be used, and your bones will stay strong. So if your posture is not perfect, and very few of us have perfect posture, it will cause you to have back pain, and it can cause you to have things like jelly squeezing out of the jelly donut. It can cause you to have a bulging disc. It can cause you to have spurs on your vertebrae. It can cause you to have a narrowing of your spinal canal, or a shifting of your vertebrae, or even osteoporosis. Those things all happen for a reason, and the reason is your spine is not stacked up like it used to be, but you have a smart body, and it can get stacked up again. I want to remind you who you're listening to. This is Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach, and you are listening to painreliefradio.com. You can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com. And our sponsor today is BackPainNaturalRelief.com. BackPainNaturalRelief.com, helping you get rid of your back pain naturally. So how can you relieve the pain in your back? Well, it has a lot of causes, and most of them do involve muscles and soft tissues. Soft tissues are your nerves, fascia, and everything else except bones. And when you were little, you used to use all of your muscles, but at some point, because of sitting or sports or an injury, you started getting out of muscular balance. Maybe it was your killer couch or your killer car seat. When this happened, you were setting the stage for pain in your back. But when all of your muscles were balanced, that means they weren't too tight or too weak, you didn't have back pain. Remember, it was nice, wasn't it? You didn't have back pain, but now you do. So why do you have it now? Part of the answer depends on exactly what is causing the pain in your back. It could be trigger points. Those are those hyper-irritable places and muscles that cause pain elsewhere. By the way, trigger points are not just areas of painful or tender muscle. If I pressed into it and you say, yes, that hurts, then it's just a tender area. But if you say, yes, that hurts, and it causes my symptom over here in my leg or foot or headache, then it's a trigger point. Oh, and there's a real good book over at simplepainrelief.com. Scroll down on the right-hand side. See the blue book? It's about trigger points. And very inexpensive, and it's worth its weight in gold. Or is it possible that your back just hurts simply because of tight muscles or muscle strain? Maybe it's something that you did at work, or some hobby position you used, or maybe you were moving a lot of furniture, or maybe you were spending time not moving furniture but sitting in it. Or perhaps it's your mattress. Or does your back hurt because of poor posture or habits? Do you have rotation in your torso? Or do you have what they call a slipped disc? There can be many reasons for your back pain. What is the answer? First, you need to find the answer before you can get to the question of why you have pain in your back. One part of the solution will be to stretch the muscles which have become shortened. typically, these muscles are at the root of your back pain, and they're usually in the front of your body, between your knees and your jaw. These muscles cause your back muscles to be overstretched or overworked. Another part of the solution is to strengthen the muscles on your whole backside, from your knees to your skull, except your calves. Soft calves, everything else on the back of the body needs to be strong, and that holds us upright and into correct posture. When the muscles on the back of your body get weak, they are easily strained and can develop trigger points. Trigger points need to be released or pressed into to normalize the muscle tissue and to stop back pain. Now, there are a lot of ways to treat muscles. Sometimes it's with heat, sometimes it's with ice, sometimes it's with muscle therapy or massage therapy or neuromuscular massage therapy or Rolfing or Heller work. But the point is always, we're trying to get the muscle to relax, but not the muscle, not a muscle that's taut. Taut muscles are, somebody is pulling on both ends of a rope, and the rope can't release. It can't get soft because there are people pulling on it on both ends. That's taut. That's what happens to your back muscles. So if your back muscles hurt and somebody rubs and rubs and rubs or tries to do trigger point work or whatever they think they're doing, and it doesn't release, that means it cannot release. It cannot release because they're working in the wrong area. They're working on the symptom and not on the cause. So if you strengthen the muscles on your whole backside from your knees to your skull, except for your calf, and if you stretch, warm, relax, or open the front of your body muscles from your knees to your neck, you're going to be closer to the muscular balance that you had as a child. While you start to regain the balance in your muscles, you will have less back pain. And there are many, many self-help tools that can help you get better faster. Another tool, this is tool in quotation marks, to speed your recovery is therapeutic massage. A knowledgeable massage therapist will listen to your symptoms and work in the areas that are causing your pain. And those might not be the areas that you expect. You know, I already told you, your abdomen is the front of your back. Which of these things will you do today to help you get on the road to no more back pain? Will you go to simplepainrelief.com and scroll through the back pain category? Or will you order the Trigger Point self-help book? Will you go to backpainnaturalrelief.com and see if they can help you become pain-free? You have a smart body, and it wants to be well, but it needs help from you. Now we're going to run through upper back pain, and we're going to talk about 5 common causes that you might not expect to cause your upper back and neck pain. Remember, there are always reasons why you have pain in your upper back and neck. It always happens for a reason or a cause, and back and neck pain often share the same causes. Sometimes we overlook them. We think we're just getting old. George Burns said it's okay to get older as long as we don't get old. And a lot of what we think is getting old is just losing the fight to gravity and letting our bodies collapse. Maybe you had some medical tests and the tests showed that there are changes in the bones in your neck or back. Maybe the doctor said that those changes are the cause of your back pain or neck pain. Is that true? Well, like I said, if a doctor took pictures of anybody's neck bones, almost all of us have visible changes, but we do not all have pain. What does this mean? It means as though although changes are visible in your bones, those changes may not be what's causing your upper back pain. The most common causes of upper back pain and pain in your neck are your muscles. How do your muscles cause pain? Well, if you stretch them a bit too much or use them in one position for a little too long or let them get shorter than they like to be, your muscles can cause pain. That's their job. That's what they do. They let you know that they are unhappy by causing discomfort for you. Here are five common but usually overlooked ways muscles become unhappy. Number one, sleeping with too many pillows, which pushes your head forward or sideways. The idea is to keep your head in as close to a neutral position as possible. That means your head should be over your shoulders, not in front of your body. And your neck should be supported with a small roll to keep its natural curve. We're supposed to have a small curve in the back of our neck and in the back of our lower back at our waist. Number two, watching television or driving in a seat that tilts your back too far back but forces your head to move forward. This position strains your upper back and neck muscles. Number three, wearing bifocals when you're working on the computer or on a project. If they cause you to lift your chin and tilt your head back, the muscles at the back of your skull will get tight and complain. The muscles along the sides of your neck will probably also be unhappy, and they might give you a headache. A simple fix for this might be to buy a pair of PC peekers. They are little half glasses that slip inside of your own glasses frame if you wear bifocals. I don't know how they work. Through some kind of magic, they correct your vision for computer use. A lot of optometrists or eye doctors sell them. They're called PC peekers. And I have a pair. They are a little heavy after a while, but by George, somehow they work. Number four, having a weak back lets your head move too far forward and creates a rounded back. This overstretches your neck and your upper back muscles again and causes other problems. And your back muscles complain by giving you pain. The position also squeezes the muscles and nerves at the base of your skull and causes further discomfort. Number five, hunching or leaning to one side when you are seated will also cause upper back and neck pain. Your muscles are getting stretched on one side but not the other. The best way to sit is on both of your sit bones with your feet flat on the floor. Unless you happen to have a leg length difference, but we'll talk about that in a different show. Pay attention to the times of day when your upper back or neck pain bothers you the most. You will begin to discover the cause of your pain. Sometimes you just have to be a detective. And I want to remind you, I want to thank you for joining me at painreliefradio.com. This is Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. You can join me next week on Thursday, September 31st. We'll be talking about perhaps back pain again and some other types of pain and simple natural ways to get rid of it. 1 o'clock Eastern Time, Thursday, September 31st. You can always get more information at Simple Pain Relief. You can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com. And please visit our sponsor, backpainnaturalrelief.com, helping you get rid of your back pain naturally. Today is September 24th, 2009. Remember, take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better.